Brett Hollander, I'm back here on WBAL, and we're joined now by a special guest. He is the voice of the New York Giants, Bob Papa. Bob, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I think many Ravens fans are familiar with your voice. Of course, you've called a lot of national NFL broadcasts over the years, and you've been around, longtime voice of the Giants, but anyone in this town who owns a copy of the Super Bowl 35 video, you're on a lot of those calls.
Yeah, you know, actually, there were some pretty bad plays that went the Giants' way, but there were some good ones. Anyway, at least they were exciting plays, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, there were. And as someone who owns that old VHS copy, I'm very familiar with your work. But it's great to talk to you. An interesting game and a big game coming up on Sunday here in Baltimore for both teams right now. Tell us about the Giants after that 34-0 loss at Atlanta.
Yeah, I think the Giants, like the Ravens, are a little bit stunned, you know, by how poorly they played in their game last week. Now, obviously, Baltimore's clinched a playoff spot, but you know that they want more. You know, the Giants didn't see it coming. They had a really good week of practice. Not just the coach said that, but the players said that, and they got absolutely shellacked in Atlanta. It's really weird with this football team. Week 15 of the NFL season has been their Achilles heel. You go all the way back to 2007, and that was the weekend in which the Giants got routed by the Redskins, and everyone thought that Popham was going to get fired, and they rallied to win the Super Bowl. 2008, they had some issues in Week 15 as well. They went on to have the number one seed. And then in 2009 and 2010, they suffered bad losses in Week 15. And last year in Week 15, they got beaten up badly by the Redskins at MetLife Stadium. And then they went on to win their last two games and make a run at the Super Bowl. So I think they're just happy that Week 15 is behind them.
Yeah, it's interesting. When you look at the Giants' defensive numbers, 28th in total defense, not what you would expect. I was surprised to see that number. Talking to some Ravens today and yesterday along the offensive line, obviously there's great concern going up against all the Pro Bowl caliber players along that Giants defensive line, how they do things. But this year the sack numbers are not there, and then the yards allowed numbers are way up.
Yeah, you know, some of it's really, it's an interesting thing because they haven't played great defense this year, and they haven't gotten after the quarterback like they did last year en route to the Super Bowl. Some of the numbers are a little bit disjointed because they played some games this year with some pretty big leads. And, you know, at that point, you know, you're just trying to get the game over with, and you're going to give up some yards. But, you know, they just have not gotten after the quarterback on a consistent basis, and they've gotten gashed for big plays, which is something that they usually don't do. But they've given up 21 pass plays this year of over 30 yards, and 9 of them have gone for touchdowns. That's a ridiculously high number. And they've given up, you know, some big runs as well. You know, the bottom line is teams have schemed against their pass rush. But with that said, you know, at a certain point, the players have to play through that, and they're supposed to make plays. And they just really haven't done it consistently on the defensive line.
Bob Papa, the longtime voice of the New York Giants, with us here on WBAL. Pretty long and gruesome injury list for the Giants right now, as it is with a lot of teams in the NFL, and the Ravens included on that list. But Bradshaw, Nix, Cruz, what's the status for some of those guys?
You know, I think a lot of it is just preventive at this time of the year, where Coughlin is just electing to try to rest guys and get them fresh. Look, Ahmad Bradshaw's whole career has been about foot and ankle injuries, and now he's got a knee. Hakeem Nicks suffered a broken foot in the offseason. He's not the same player that he was last year, so they try to limit his snaps during the week. Cruz took a shot in the neck last week, but he should be okay. And they're hoping that they can get guys like Kenny Phillips back this week, you know, their safety. But, you know, as far as the injuries are concerned, Bradshaw is the biggest one. I think he's the biggest question mark going into the game on Sunday.
Eli Manning. There's always going to be some noise surrounding him, I guess, no matter how many Super Bowls he wins, because they see the regular season numbers, and they're not in the same level as Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, and Aaron Rodgers, and right on down the list, Tom Brady. What is it, though, about him at this point in the season and then into the postseason that separates him from those guys who not all of them have the same amount of Super Bowl victories that he has?
Well, the one thing about Eli is, you know, he's heard the comparisons his whole life. So, you know, we look at it from the outside like, man, that's pretty tough for him to deal with. But he doesn't know any other life than to be compared to two older brothers who are outstanding athletes, and obviously what Peyton's gone on to do. The thing about Eli, he's very level-headed. You know, people earlier in his career, like they do with Joe Flacco, try to read his body language during the game and when he goes to the sideline and if he's animated. You know, that's just not who Eli is. But the one thing Eli is very good at is self-correcting. And if he makes mistakes, he'll either self-correct during the game or he'll study extra hard during the week and not make the same mistakes again. And he was awful last week. He was part of the reason why they got beat. You could say, wow, they gave up 34 points. You know, why are you looking at the quarterback? Well, in the first half, they had about four or five chances to get back in the game. And he was just off his game last week. But Eli is very good at just kind of putting it behind him and not worrying about the headlines or any of that stuff and just kind of pressing forward. And, you know, I would look for him to play a sharp game on Sunday.
When you look at this matchup, Bob, what do you see as the key for the Giants to beat the Ravens?
They've got to stop Ray Rice. I know Ray didn't get a lot of touches last week, and when he gets a certain amount of touches, their record is such, and when he doesn't get enough touches, you know, they have a losing record. But I think the Ravens are going to give a steady diet to Ray Rice, and they're going to say to the Giants, okay, you guys haven't been very consistent stopping the run this year. Go ahead, try to stop it. And that's been one of the Giants' Achilles heels this year. And, you know, I think if the Ravens can run the ball, it opens up the play action. Obviously, Bolden is a physical receiver. I guess I'm not really sure what's the status of Torrey Smith. I know he got dinged last week.
It's very unclear.
Yeah, with the head injury. So I just think that Ray Rice is going to be the person that the Giants had better stop, because if they don't, I think it could be a long day for the Giants.
He is the voice of the New York Giants, Bob Papa. Bob, thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you in Baltimore on Sunday.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for having me.
That's Bob Papa. We're back with more next here on WBAL.